mill is conservatively rated at 20 million tonnes per annum, and that's basically the guaranteed throughput from the constructor and the manufacturer. Our team believe that that basically through a process of optimising and debottlenecking, they can push that up to about 24 million tonnes per annum, and that's with limited additional capital, and we don't know what that would be at the moment, but it might be a pump here or a pipe that needs enlarging there, whatever. It'll be very limited additional capital. That will happen. That's just a part of the ramp-up process and the ongoing ramp-up and optimisation of the existing plant. But when you've got such a huge resource and a long mine life, there is the opportunity to crank it up another notch. We've nominally said 30 million tonnes. The reason we've said that is that the crusher is already performing at that scale. So the throughput we can get out of the crusher would service 30 million tonnes. Conveyor belt, the same. Filtration, we think, would probably be, and thickening, probably be achieved at that rate. We'd probably need to put in another ball mill and another bank of another train of float roughers. But it wouldn't be a huge capital cost. Again, we need to do a feasibility to determine what exactly that would be. Ballpark figure, a couple of hundred million, we would think. But we will do a feasibility next year and decide how we are going to implement that. But I think, as I say, it's the luxury of having such a huge resource and a long mine life that we potentially can push it up to that sort of scale.